Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast, Not Old Teens. I am very excited you guys are here today, especially on this episode, and let's get right into my pod. So today, on the 9th episode that I've ever made, I have a special guest today. Yay! Yay! Today on my podcast, I have my little sister, Nia.
Hi!
Yes, my little sister, Nia. And we are basically, for this episode, I'm not sure how I'm gonna do, like, the guest, how I'm gonna do it every episode. But for this episode, since Nia's, like, my other half, she's super close to me, she can just, like, give input on everything I say. So that's basically how it's gonna be. Like, she's gonna give her little scoop on every single segment that I talk about. So first, we're gonna do updates on Maya, which is really updates on us because we're both doing it. And I'm gonna go first. So we went to San Diego this week for spring break, and it was really fun. We went to San Diego and we went to LA. We went to Downtown Disney. We saw some of my family. What else did we do? We went to the beach for a little bit.
We ate pizza.
Oh yeah, we ate really good pizza. And that was really fun. It was really fun. The only thing was we drove there and we live in Sacramento. So like it was like six hour drive to get there. So, and we have my little brother in the back, so it was a little hectic, but that was fine. Also, there was a bookstore that I wanted to go to there, and it was called like Verberate, I don't know, but it was really cool. I saw it on TikTok and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go. But of course, the days that we were there, Tuesday and Wednesday was when we were going to do all the fun stuff, it wasn't open. So I was kind of mad about that. And then the last thing I have on updates on me is I'm excited for my last term of school. It's my easy term. But also I'm kind of scared because I'm going to be a junior next year and we're going back to school probably next year. So I'm kind of scared. But now Nia is going to give updates on her.
My updates are that I made, like, this really good pasta yesterday because I saw it on TikTok
and my mom... Was it the Gigi pasta?
No, it was the feta one, but we didn't have feta. So I used mozzarella, and my mom was already making some foil packs or something, and I was like, oh, I want pasta. She was like, oh, go for it. So I made pasta, and it was so good, except the, like... It was so much oil. It was so disgusting. Yeah. It was, like, so oily. So it was, like, kind of nasty, but it was good. And then I have to go back to school, like, not on April my 1st. Computer. Yeah. April 1st. In person. And, like, it's not like I'm forced to. Like, I wanted to go. But I'm texting all my friends, and they're like, no, I'm not going.
Then go to your school?
No. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be all alone. Okay. I'm not about to make no new friends. Okay. And now I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
But you only have to go 4 days.
Yeah.
So she basically only has to go 4 days, and then she can quit if she wants to. Like, she can go back to online. But she's probably gonna like it, honestly. So now, after updates on us, I'm gonna do... Ooh, you guys can hear my water bottle. I'm gonna do Book of the Week. Book of the Week is called Every Reason We Shouldn't, and I'm going to give my Goodreads description, as I always do. So, 15-year-old biracial figure skater Olivia Kennedy Olympics dreams have ended. She's bitter, but enjoying life as a regular teenager instead of an athlete, until Jonah Choi starts training at her family's struggling rink. Jonah's driven, talented, going for the Olympics in speed skating, completely annoying, but totally gorgeous. Between teasing Jonah, helping her best friend try out for the roller derby, figuring out life as a normal teen, and keeping the family business running, Olivia's got her hands full. But the rivalry between her and Jonah will drive them apart or bring them together. So, that was, the Goodreads description that I found on Goodreads about the book. So basically, I got this book recommendation from one of my favorite people, and she told me to, like, she was like, these are my three book of the months that I've read, And I was like, okay, like, let me, I was like, I always spend money on books. Like, I don't know. But then she was like, go to the library. So then, like, last week I said how I was going to the library. Went to the library, got these books, and I read this one on vacation, finished it in, like, 2 days. I give it, like, a 7 out of 10. Like, you, like, if you have, like, if you might be triggered, like, by eating disorder or, like, some negative self-talk from food, this book can maybe trigger you because there were some things about that. But also, I liked how the main characters were both Japanese and Korean, and they were main characters. They weren't side characters. They were, like, the main parts of the book, and they also, even though they struggled as teenagers and human and not people that were like minorities, so that was really important to like read, especially during this time. And I'm going to, yeah, so it was called Every Reason. Oh my gosh, I literally didn't say the author. So now, right now, I'm going on my phone to find the author because I forgot to put it on here. I'm so sorry. Give me 1 second. The author. Okay, I don't know how to say her last name. It's by Sarah Fugner. I'm going to spell it. Fujimura. Sarah, that last name. Go read it right now. I got it from the library. I've never seen it at Target or Walmart or anything, but it's probably on Amazon, so go read it if you want. And basically, I'm going to ask Nia 3 questions that I came up with that are related to the book without giving any spoilers, kind of just like her opinion. So, Nia, would you ever read this book?
I probably would. I like the whole enemies to, like, friends and then lovers things. It's super cool.
Yes, yes, yes. The next question is, would you ever want to be, like, a skater? Like, not a skater like you are, like, on the road. Like, an ice skater. A skater in the rink. Like, would you ever want to do that as a sport?
I would want to do it for fun, but I've seen so many shows when they, like, obsessed with it and they do all this stuff to the body, yeah, and all that stuff, so I probably would not do it like competitively.
Yeah. The last question is, would you want to work for a family business? Because that was her family business, the ice skating rink.
Like, pass it down? No, that's like, that's so much pressure.
Yeah,
because if it goes down, it's all on you, but like nobody else.
Yeah, but she had, like, a lot of responsibility, but, like, if it was just, like, a regular family business, not all the pressure's on you, like, you worked there as a teenager, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, I mean, like, a summer job or something?
No, like, every day after school you have to go.
Wait, no.
Like, you would not want to. No, like, we live, like, in an apartment and, like, or, like, a house, and below the house is, like, the sandwich shop, and you have to work there every day after school, and sometimes on the weekends.
I mean, it would be fun. I would feel like I'm in, like, one of those teen shows or
something. Yeah, it was, like, it's, like, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
It's then, like that.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah, that would be kind of fun. I could get sandwiches.
Okay, that was our update on me and Book of the Week, and let's get to the second part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the next segment of my podcast, Let's Really Talk, where we really talk. So, since I have my sister here with me, we are going to be talking about, as the title said, not all teens hate their siblings. So, basically, me and Nia are going to talk about, like, some stories and then some tips about siblings and, like, how to get along with your siblings and everything. So, before really COVID happened, me and Nia weren't as close because we had separate lives. So my part of like the separate lives were that I was going into high school, I was playing two sports and I was trying to focus on my grades. So all those things, like, I would do it. I would, like, wake up early, go to school, go to practice for a few hours, come home, do my homework, eat dinner, and then go to sleep. And it would be like that every day. And then on the weekends, I either was trying to sleep, I was trying to do my homework, or I was had practice or tournaments and everything. So it was, like, a lot. It was really a lot. So we didn't really have time to, like, completely do stuff together because I was always busy. And then Nia's going to talk about her little side.
Well, it was really hard because I was finishing sixth grade and doing dance. So there would be times where I would have, like, rush week or something. And all week I was just dancing from, like, after school to, like, 9 o'clock at night. And then I also had practice twice a week on top of that. And then by the time Maya came home, and I was already home for a little while, then she was already going upstairs to do stuff. So we never really had time to really bond or hang out.
Yeah. So, but, like, some positive things. Oh, sorry. My friend was trying to call me. Some positive things of, like, quarantine was that we had time to, like, get, like, reintroduce each other and get to know each other's personalities again. So, I'm going to tell a little story of me and Nia. So, this was, like, when I was in middle school. Nia's in middle school right now. But when I was in middle school and Nia was in elementary school, we lived in a different house that wasn't this house. And
Yeah.
We lived in another house that was actually down the street from where we live right now, but it was just smaller. So there was this time for some reason, like, so basically there was, like, a long, like, you walk into our house and to the right there was kind of like a hallway. And then at the end of the hallway, to the right was Nia's room, and to the left was my room, and there was, like, a little space where a desk was, so, like, that's how small it was. So then we, so I don't know why, but we were just, like, fighting, not, like, really fighting, like, play fighting or whatever, and we were going back and forth for some reason. And Nia just started crying, like, but the thing about Nia is, like, when she was younger, she would cry, like, about everything, like, literally anything she would cry about. Like, she didn't get her way, she would cry. She, like, and somebody looked at her, like, the wrong way, she would literally cry. Yes, you did. So then she started crying, and I was like, okay, she's crying, like, she's always crying. So then, which is nothing wrong with crying, I was just saying that's, like, what she would do.
Oh my God.
So I was like, girl, like, stop crying, like, why are you crying? There's no reason to cry. And she was just complaining about her wrist hurting. She was like, oh my gosh, you hurt my wrist. I was like, I don't even know what happened. Like,
no,
I don't understand.
No. You're like, I'm so sorry.
That's not what I said. But then she was just, like, crying. I was like, what the heck? So then I think she was, like, we got some ice or whatever. And, like, the next day she kept complaining about it. So then we had to go to the doctor. And she just got a little, she, like, sprained her wrist, like, barely. Nice. And she had to go get a brace. Like, a little brace. And that's my story.
Okay, first of all, I did not sprain my wrist. You sprained my wrist.
Girl, no.
Yes. And it was not 2 days. It took, like, weeks for them to take me to the doctor.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did. No, and my wrist was hurting so bad, and they didn't even listen to me.
Because you literally cried about everything. Anyway, now Nia is going to tell her little story.
Mine's isn't even that, like, funny or anything, but when quarantine first started, there was always those TikToks and all those dances. So every day, me and Maya would always do the same TikTok. And, like, we barely learned new dances. So it was, like, the same 4 dances every day. And if you look back at them, it is so embarrassing. Because, first of all, it was the beginning of quarantine. So our clothes were so bad. They were so bad and, like, not cute at all. And we just looked very embarrassing. Like, the dances weren't
horrible. The only dance I can think about is, like, that's the only dance I can think of. I don't really remember any.
Talking.
No, The Dua Lipa song.
Try to. The super lonely.
And with the love. Yeah, that was a good song. I like that song. I'm really into Dua Lipa right now. Like, I really love her. She's like everything. Oh my gosh, I didn't even talk about Justin Bieber's album
on my
What's Up updates on me. Okay, I'm not gonna do that till next week, so I can digest it a little bit more. So now we're gonna talk about a few tips to get along with your sibling. So Nia got two and I found two. So mine is to always be the bigger person, but like, not really like that. Just hold yourself accountable. So, like, if you realize, like, because, like, when I was younger, I realized, like, I used to nag Nia, like, so much about everything. I used to tell her, like, Nia, stop doing that. But then I thought, like, would I really want somebody else to do that to me all the time? So I really, like, I have been aware of that and stopped doing that unless I think it's necessary. But, like, that's, like, being your, like, reflecting, being accountable, because like if you have a sibling, you can't just think that you're always the bigger person, even if you are, like, physically, or like you're just like the older sibling. You have to realize that like they're human too. And I see like TikToks about that, saying like, oh, I'd be forgetting that my sibling's like a human with a life. And that can be like really hard, because like you have to realize that like they have their own life, they have their own struggles, and you can't just like try to like pick on them all the time, you know. The other thing is, basically I said both of the same things. I said realizing when you're doing too much. Like, if you're, like, maybe if you're being too annoying, or you're just, like, being too loud, or you're just, like, doing something that you know the person, like, after a while they'll be fine, but in the long run, like, they might get really annoyed. Just, like, don't do it anymore, you know? Yeah. That was my two tips. Nia's two tips are...
Okay. My two tips for, like, really getting along is to find something you can both laugh about, because when quarantine started, we, like, found out we have a lot of stuff in common. So having something you can both laugh about, like, will bring you closer. And, like, instead of doing some stuff, like, just going into the room and just, like, staying there, just, like, actually ask them if you want to, like, spend time with them or hang out with them, because if you don't, then they're just gonna think you're annoying.
Yeah, and you'll like have separate lives, and then you'll look back and be like, I wish I spent time with my sibling. But like, that's like, you have a sibling for a reason, and also it's like a two-way thing. Like how people are like, nobody checks on me, but I realize there's two phones. Like, you have to realize, like, if your sibling's not talking to you, you can talk to them, you know. Yeah. So that was our little sibling thing, and thanks for listening to that. And let's get to the last part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to my favorite part and last part of the pod, What's On My Mind, where me and Nia, actually, are talking about what is on our mind. And today, we decided to talk about this reality show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So, me and Nia started watching it this week, like, on vacation. As soon as we got to the hotel, for some reason, like, Nia was watching the soap opera, which is kind of like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But we just changed, like, the TV just went on it. Like, Nia was scrolling and we started watching it, and it was pretty interesting. Like, we don't really like, I like reality shows lately because I don't want to get emotionally invested into TV shows, because I already, like, put all my emotions into reading books, and that's kind of, like, the same thing, and I can't have that much emotion in my body. So, I like reality shows, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians is, like, pretty okay, so we're gonna talk about it. First, we're gonna talk about our opinions, so I'm gonna go first, because I've been going first. My opinion is that it can be funny at times, and, like, they're extremely, like, wealthy, and it shows, and they have, like, opportunities. Sometimes they do things that are like good and bad and everything, just because they're human. But like, I personally, they aren't people that I would look up to, one, because they aren't my it's as like being black, it's really good to look up to people that are black, because like you want somebody that looks like you, you want representation, I don't know how to say it, but that's what you want, especially as a black girl. So like that's not something, like I don't look up to them and stuff, but I think that they can be like funny. And I also think that, oh, I also think I'm also like not really sad that it's gonna be over, because like first of all, there's like 20 seasons. Like, dang, that's a lot of seasons. And then also, like, I can feel, like, how bad, like, how detrimental that is on their mental health. Because they're literally videotaped every day. And, like, I don't know who, I think it was Kim talking about how the episode we were watching, she was like, we literally get recorded. And then we get interviewed. And then we have to watch back what we did. Then we watch it again when people repost it. And it's, like, reliving the same moments over and over again. And if those are bad moments, it just, like, you're never out of that mindset. So I think it's probably, like, good for them to stop getting videotaped every day. And not showing the world every single detail about them. But I think it's pretty funny. And Nia's going to say her opinion. And then we're going to say our favorite characters.
Okay, I like the show. But I think it's something that you don't need to watch all the time.
Yeah.
And that you kind of have to take lightheartedly, because if you really look into what's going on, then you're just going to be like, I don't like these people at all.
Yeah.
They're so annoying, and like they're not doing anything really like helping any other people. But it's kind of those shows that like you just see like every couple months and you're like, maybe I should watch an episode or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like fan page and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying. The last thing we're gonna talk about is our favorite characters. So my favorite character is Scott, because he has this one sound on TikTok that's like him talking like about shaving what's her name? Whatever his wife, his ex-wife was. One of the Kardashians. I forgot who.
Oh. I don't know.
But he was talking about that. That was so funny. People were using it on TikTok. The other one is, the other reason why I like him is just because he's kind of funny. And I kind of feel bad for him since both of his parents died. And, like, the Kardashians are his only family. But he's, like, a good, I feel like, on the TV show, he's, like, a good dad to his parents. I mean, he's a good dad to his kids. And, like, he's funny. I just like it because he's funny. Nia's favorite character is,
I really like early Kendall, like when they were like 12 and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
they're bad though.
Kylie, yeah, because they were just like, it's not like they can be bad because they were young, and it's not like you can be like, oh, your kids are so bad or whatever, because like they've barely grown and all they've seen is like video cameras in their face.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, they're just really funny, and it brings, like, a comic relief to, earlier seasons that they needed.
Yeah. So, that was our little spill on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Thank you, Nia, for coming on my podcast. She's smiling, but you can't see her. Thank you for coming on my podcast today. And we're going to go eat some food. And thank you for coming on, for listening to my podcast today. Go follow me on Instagram. Go follow me on TikTok. Twitter is like a very like bad place for me. It's like so negative, so I'm not gonna use that. So I don't think I'm gonna make a Twitter. Like I'm gonna keep up with the Twitter. But thank you for listening to my podcast, and thank you for thank you for listening to my first guest. I am so excited for the other guests that are gonna come in the upcoming months. And yeah, see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.